tomorrow may never come. For you and me, life is our promise. Tomorrow may never appear. You better hold this very moment.
You're in tune to WPFW in Washington, D.C.
The following program is brought to you by the Uncle Devin Show Radio Network.
The adults have the music, my parents have the music, the teens have the music, but what about me? I said the adults have the music, my parents have the music, but where's my children's music? What about me?
Well, we've got you covered.
It's We Nation time.
That's right. Welcome to We Nation Radio, Watoto Entertainment and Education, where we bring you the best in family-friendly global beats for little feet. And I'm your host, Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I am Auntie Lolita.
And I am so excited. I can't wait to Wednesday so we can share and have this platform. It's an honor.
Yeah, we have some cool surprises today, too.
That's right. Yeah, I think we're going to go to We Nation Sneak Peek twice. We got two different interviews we're going to share with you.
So who's up first?
Genevieve Goings, coming to us from Oakland, California. We're going to bring her in shortly. And okay. Then we have another one that's going to come on later. I'm going to wait for that one to share with you.
Oh, so you're giving us a little tease.
A little tease.
Keeping secrets and whatnot.
It's local here to D.C. It's local here to D.C. Okay. And so you want to stick around for that. And but I tell you what, I just can't wait to get to this music because we got some wonderful music today.
And we have a lot, plenty of it.
Right.
So how about we get started with Magic Man G by Keegan-Michael Key. And if you may have seen it, mm-hmm. Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey on Netflix.
That was we loved that.
Yeah. And you know what? I didn't know he could sing.
Oh, he was great.
I mean, super talented.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, let's go to the song here. I want you to enjoy it. Sit back and relax.
There's a feeling you're feeling way down, down deep in your soul. There's an emptiness you can't hide. I can smell it through your clothes. And the only thing that can fill you up is hidden behind these doors. You really wanna know? Well, come in close. What you're about to witness, you've never ever seen before. It's gonna be on every wish list as soon as it hits the stores. And do you know who's got the brilliant mind to supply your needs? The Magic Man G. What's up next to Berkeley? Wait till you see what's up my sleeve.
wonderful world. Wouldn't you agree? And we are surrounded by so many amazing and fantastical things. Can I get a witness? Now we, as human beings, are inquisitive by nature. That means we want to learn about and understand our surroundings. How do we go about learning about our surroundings? Well, we gotta ask questions. How many questions? 3? 79? 426? Well, it can be different at different times. But for right now, today, we're gonna ask 99. Oh, Daddy, Daddy, can you tell me why the sky's so blue? And are the clouds made of cotton? Oh, can you please tell me true? Well, I got 99 questions that I would like to ask of you. Hey, hey, Mama, have you ever met the man in the moon? Could I call him on the telephone and invite him over soon? Well, I got 99 questions that I would like to ask of you. I got 99 questions on my mind, you see. And I wonder, could you help me satisfy my curiosity? Where, why, what, when, who? Well, can you tell me what to do? So bright, does it ever shine at night? You counted all the stars, and can I drive the car? Can you jump just like a frog? Do cats ever play with dogs? How fast can a tiger run, and who invented fun? When will I grow up like you? Do I have to wear my shoes? You've been to outer space, is it a great big place? Where does food go when we eat? Why does chocolate taste so sweet? How far can you see, and are you listening to me? I got 99 questions on my mind, you see.
you to get a hamper right now.
Gather your clothes,
yeah.
Put them with the food.
You got some work to do in here.
Gather your clothes, put them with the food.
Girl, you better gather your clothes and put them with depot to go. I'll tell you where they don't belong. They don't belong on the floor. Oh, you some big kids now. And you don't belong in no Pampers. Pick up your clothes, this getting old. Go put them things in the hamper. Mommy and daddy been patient. Don't make me get in your face. Explain, cause this thing is basic. I'm about to blow from frustration. We need those clothes and some water and soap and rotation. You about to go on probation. Go in your room and don't come out till everything claimed up. They better carry your spaces. Getting this gracious, this is disgraceful. You need to. Back in that room, and you better gather your clothes and put them with depot to go. And don't ask me for no money. This ain't even a chore. You know what I want no more? Pick up your old dirty drawers. Clean up whatever you wore. Your room, it smells like a whore's. Clean up your clothes. Clean up your toys. Nothing you done, you go clean up your books. Clean up your face. Cause honestly, right now, I don't like the way that it looks. Clean up your act. Clean up your plate. Clean up your room. Ain't playing no game. Ain't your assistant. I ain't your maid. Don't get it twisted. I ain't no brain. You need to.
Put them with them to go.
Chiquero en el cuarto en la losa, ya saben la cosa. Quieren lo bueno sin hacer su cosa, no me ande con coba. Que lo que miente no van pa' la boda, no van muñequitos, van juego y doritos hasta que me recojan toditos del piso. Aquí no sirvientas en la casa, todos aportamos para la causa. Yo me miro a mí como fue que revolví la cosa como el demonio de Tasmania. Recoge el cuarto y prendemos el juego, no es mucho pedir, solo ese reguero. Les digo yo que soy el mero mero, aquí no soy el malo, solo enseño bueno.
Hi, I'm Mayu Goose, and I always listen to my Uncle Devin on V Nation Radio. Keep it locked.
time to use your brain. This is the alphabet song. It's simple. Fill in the blanks. Thanks. A is for apple, B is for ball. You use your telephone to make a C phone. D like Jolly D, E is for eat, F for 1 foot or for two. G, good or great, H is for hill, another word for being sick starts with I. J is for jump, and K is for kick, and L is for lollipop, that's you. M is for music that makes your head and nod, the opposite of even starts with O. P is for pizza, and Q is for quite, the opposite of wrong starts with R. S is for storm, where you hear T for thunder, the opposite of over starts with U. V, very good. W's for wood, X for xylophone, which I'd spell if I could. And Y is for yellow, and also for you. And Z is for the animals at the... Now we know our ABCs. Yes, my name is Jolly D.
Yeah. Listen to it. Uh-huh. Now, see, that was my good friend Jolly D here in the Washington, D.C. area, a teaching artist and a teacher. And that was his song, The Alphabet Song.
Prior to that, we had Rock Elephant, which is the title track off the CD of the same name by Iwalani.
And, you know, we just became aware of her last week. She tuned in to and reached out to us on social media and has some wonderful music, I think, coming out of California.
So I'm going to need Iwalani to let me know if I'm pronouncing
that's
that right.
Well, we're going to have to interview her because she does a lot of great work out there in the world. So
okay.
We're going to have to have her on for that. Before that, we had Gather Your Clothes featuring, was it Chronos Time? Is that how they pronounce
Chronos
it?
Chronos Time.
Chronos Time?
Mm-hmm.
Chronos Time. Okay. You know, you're going to let me butcher it. And that's off of the CD DAD by Pierce Freelon.
And proud of that, we had Go Outside.
Go Outside?
By Jazzy Ash.
Outside. Jazzy, yeah. And then I'm sure a lot of parents or any guardians can really relate to 99 questions. You ever had them children that just ask you many questions?
Where are you going?
How you
why
doing?
Are you doing that?
And why did trees, and why do squirrels have fur? And why do, I was like, oh. Well, that was 99 questions. The Sugar-Free All-Stars, they're out of Oklahoma City, but they visited a black church somewhere with that music.
I heard it is really funky. We love that.
Yeah,
I think that's our road trip album,
yeah.
Right?
I can't wait till we can get back to traveling because they like to come to town, and I can't wait to where we can bring people in the studio and just have some interviews.
I know.
That's going to be a lot of fun there. But
not only interviews, live performances, hopefully.
Well, you know what? We were supposed to start that before...
I know.
You know, before the pandemic hit.
And, we'll get there.
Yeah, we will. But you know what? It's time for us to go to our We Nation podcast sneak peek.
And you can find the full podcast on wenationradio.com/podcast, where you can hear the entire episode.
So, and you can also hear it on any platform, podcast platform as
that's
well.
That's right.
But let's check this out. Our guest is internationally known, has worked with Disney, is a producer, is a writer, is a singer, and now she's here with you. Welcome, Genevieve Goings. Welcome to We Nation Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It is truly our honor to have you here on our show. Can you first tell the audience a little bit about who Genevieve Goings is and how
yes.
you got into this industry?
Well, of course. So I started my career in hip hop and R&B in the San Francisco Bay Area, but I was lucky enough to be a part of the creation of Choo Choo Soul, which is a kid's started as a kid's CD of just really cool music about trains. And Disney picked it up. We ended up turning that music into a short video show that aired on Disney for a very long time. I mean, decade. I've got fans now. Like, I just found a bunch of fans on TikTok, or I should say they found me. And it's like, oh my gosh, you guys are like 20 years old now. But I have just had the pleasure of having this career that has spanned over 15 years making music for kids. I call my brand Kids Music with Soul. And you know, I just write music for kids that everybody will like. I don't sing down to them as if they're you know, anything less than me. They're just my friends, my buds. We're talking about what I love. And so I made, a couple albums with Disney Records for Choo Choo Soul. And, expanding on that, I started working with Disney English, writing music, that teaches English as a second language. And, over the many years, I've become their narrator. So I also just use my voice speaking and teaching the kids how to pronounce certain words. And then I'll write songs using those words in certain styles that sound like certain Disney properties. So if you're thinking about music or like a djembe, I think is also used in this movie. But like if there's a certain lesson that I was teaching that was going to take place in the Lion King world, then I would use instruments and sounds that sound like that. Or Peter Pan sounds very different, or Aladdin. So really cool, even as a songwriter, to just have that. That was kind of like my college.
So have your voice been in any of those movies that you mentioned, or any major?
No, I have not had the pleasure of being a voice in a movie. I did do a cartoon voice for a Fisher Price, web series called Little People Place, where I played the teacher. And I also got to write a lot of songs for that, including the theme song. And my voice has been in Fisher Price toys, which is really cool because I've been doing this. I did this for, 14 years before having kids of my own. So now that I have a baby, his name is Kamari.
Hey, Kamari.
He can play with some of the toys that have my voice. So that's pretty cool.
Right.
Anyways, I've been going writing music, and through the years, I've been developing my own style as a producer. And it's so interesting because, a term that's out there a lot is called imposter syndrome. Kind of a big concept for kids, but it's just kind of in this way you're afraid to call yourself what you dream to be. You know, it's like if you love to sing, you're a singer. Like you say, if you're a percussionist, if you can do this, you're a percussionist. So I've been producing music for years, a little bit nervous to call myself a producer, but I am a producer. I've produced a lot of music. And, I love it. It's so fun.
I'm also curious to know. So I know you say that you started working with Disney, but there are a lot of people that are even trying to figure out how to even do that. How did that come about for you? And what advice would you have to someone?
That's such a great, great question. And it's so difficult because even if you think of a company as big as Disney, you know, it really was that right one person to know to deliver something to. So that is difficult. So the way that worked for me, I got into this whole genre because I was doing a video game voiceover. And so what that means is that I was a voice in a video game called Toe Jam and Earl 3 Mission to Earth. But through that, I got to know the creator of that game, and he had the vision of Choo Choo Soul in his mind. He was familiar with pitching shows and ideas and things like that. So once we got the album together, which was Choo Choo Soul, many of those original songs ended up being on the show and everything. But, he was the one who was actually pitching that. So in that regard, I wasn't, the one pitching the idea. But there are certain, you have to do a little research to see, you know, who is in the development department. Development would be a good word to keep in the top of your mind. Someone who's in development, meaning they're developing new shows all the time. So that would be a great way to get, to know, you know, and ask them, who can we pitch to? Do you have any new stuff? And it's really nice to have one area, like a website that they can go to easily, hear your stuff, see what you do, click through it. And even if they don't, the Fisher Price job that I got came 2 years after meeting someone and just randomly got the call, because at that moment things had shifted and I just was the right person at that time. Exactly. So just because it's not right then, you know, you never know. You kind of stay on people's minds and let them know, and make sure that your network of people know what you do as well, because there's so many, you just never know. You could be, bartending somewhere and you meet the executive who does, and you mention, you know what I mean? So making sure that people know what you do and putting out there into the universe. Now I'm going to get all San Francisco hippie on you, but you know, it's just putting that into the universe that, hey, this is what I'm looking for.
What are some other songs off of that, off of your
So YouTube? Another one that has become the favorite is Shadow Puppets. Mm-hmm. And this one's really fun. It has like a poppy fun beat. Kind of like the guitar is playing in kind of the reggae, pockets there. Mm-hmm. But it's called Shadow Puppets and it's just about how wild and wacky these shadow puppets can go. And I have a video for it with an extremely talented shadowgrapher, I think is how he calls it. Shadow puppeteer. And his name is Drew Colby, all the way from England. And I found him on YouTube and I corresponded with him and he did all of the shadow puppet performances in my video. Really fun.
You're listening to We Nation Radio on WPFW 89.3 FM.
Shadow puppets on the wall. Some of them are big and some of them are really small. Anywhere we want to go, we can take a trip into the impossible. Have you ever seen a bunny bounce, bounce, bounce on the bottom of the sea? Did you know that snails drive around, round, round in Ferrari? Some of them are big and some of them are really small. Anywhere we wanna go, we can take a trip into the impossible. Did you know baby elephants love, love, love swinging on the swings? I'm sure you know that dogs say rough, rough, rough even when they sing.
Genevieve Goins off her 2020 CD Great Indoors with her song Shadow Puppets.
Yeah, that was a great interview. And you can hear the entire interview on the We Nation Radio podcast, available on most podcast platforms. But I tell you what, let's get back to some more wonderful music. I feel like a little hand bone with Big Don. You're listening to We Nation Radio on WPFW 89.3 FM.
Hand bone, where you been? Around the world and back again. What you gonna do when you get back? Take a little walk around the railroad track.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Handball.
bone, ham bone, have you heard? Papa's gonna buy me a mockingbird. If that mockingbird don't sing, Papa's gonna buy me a diamond ring. And if that diamond ring don't shine, Papa's gonna take it to the farmer dime. My piggy bank is oh so fat, gonna buy mama a Sunday hat.
Ham bone,
take your legs and slap them like this.
Ham bone,
play the drums on your chest and move your wrists.
Gets down, mixing records while they go.
Take your legs and slap them like this. Play the drums on your chest and move your wrists. Hey now, kids, well, have you heard?
And the sniff, sniff, rumble and the hiss of the creature in the corner. I hear the floorboards creaking while the big scary sneaking to my door. Feels like I'm a goner. I'm lying in my bed listening to the wind. These old house bones, but I'm gonna be brave. Got to be brave, 'cause I'm almost 6 years old. Clock, I think it's got to be midnight. I see the old witch's hat with her wicked black cat. Got the snaggletooth stare looking my way. I'm lying in my bed and I get the feeling that something ain't right. But you're not gonna scare me if you come near me with all of your bumps in the night. Shadow on the wall, I follow with my eyes while it rises straight up to the ceiling. It's kind of funny how easy my tummy gets queasy, but I know that I can deal with what I'm feeling. I'm lying in my bed, spidey senses tingle. Something ain't right, but you're not gonna scare me if you come near me with all of your bumps in the night.
Thumbs up and a high five. peace sign and an A-OK. It's a good day. It's a great day. It's a good day. On the way out the door, I helped Mama find her keys. We got on the bus by the skin of our teeth. Got to school and my friends had saved a place in line for me. We played a quick game. It's a good day. It's a great day. It's a good day. But by three, my friends weren't talking to me. I was in the middle of a he say, she say, they say situation. We had this long, long, long conversation. Took my hand, she said, baby, you gotta understand, every day ain't gonna go your way, and that's life. Now give me some sugar and look on the bright side, give me a thumbs up and a high five and a peace sign. It's a great day. It's a good day. It's a good day.
We wanna know.
hope you too. Yeah. My name is Mary and I'm here to say that I helped you grow a garden today. You wanna know? Okay. You wanna know? You wanna know? Okay. So now you know.
Of stars, Radmila Cody was one of our special guest stars of Kakuza Fest this weekend, and that was her song Twinkle Twinkle Little Star with Julie Doyle off their CD Precious Friends Songs for Children.
You know, we're going to have to do a segment where we do all the different variations of that song.
That was a beautiful one.
I mean, yeah. So many wonderful ones. But before that, we had Kelly Nicole off of the compilation CD Baby Jams Nursery Rhymes Volume 1, and that was her rendition of Mary Mary, Quite Contrary.
And prior to that, we had High Five by Shine and the Moonbeams.
I can listen to that song.
That's, I know.
Over and over.
Yes.
And over again. And then I wanted to play this the last class that we had, or at least the last
class.
I know.
You're in class mode today.
See, I'm a teaching artist, so that's what we do. But on the last broadcast, our good friend KB Worley, off of the title track called Bumps in the Night. And that song, it has such a funky groove to it. And I just wanted to make sure we had that. But that's a great song there. And you know, I like to connect with him. He's a percussionist. He plays a little bit of everything as well.
And you know, we mentioned Radmila earlier, and she was a part of Kakuza Fest. And so if you want to see the entire 2-hour festival, go to We Nation Radio's YouTube page and catch all the wonderful artists who participated that day and made it really special.
Yes. Yeah, it was so much fun. I mean, and you got to really share with it, because this was Black women in family music, and it was so inspirational. It was spiritual. It was fun. It was engaging.
And the music was diverse.
It really was.
You know, I think sometimes when you mention Black or African American, you think of only one type of genre. Mm-hmm. But I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. So check it out. That's We Nation Radio's YouTube page.
Yeah, because I want to know who likes hip hop or R&B, funk, reggae, go-go, calypso. World music. We play all of this for children. That's the beauty of it. This is all for children. And we spend hours and hours and weeks just going through and searching online and finding these artists to bring them to you, because this is what it's all about. If we don't value our children, who else will?
That's true. And the most important thing is that it's age appropriate and self-affirming.
Yes.
So they see themselves in the picture, as one of your songs,
yes.
Uncle Devin, see yourself in the picture. They see themselves on stage.
Yes.
They see the careers that are possible.
Yeah, that's right. So I want all the children to understand that you must always look for yourself in the picture. You see, just imagine your teacher taking a picture of the entire class. Let's say when you're back in school and you take a picture of the entire class, and then the teacher blows the picture up and puts it up on the board so everybody can look at it. It's only natural for every student to look for themselves in that picture to see how they fit. But there are people in the world who don't want you to see yourself in that picture, and that's not right. And it happens in many different ways. It happens whether it's in religion, whether it is in social studies, whatever. But guess what? We Nation Radio wants you to see yourself in the picture. And that's why we play the music that we play, because we want you to have fun and to love the music and to learn and to be entertained. That's what it's all about. And more specifically, that's what We Nation Radio is all about.
And we're also part of another collective that we're co-founders, Family Music Forward.
Yes.
And actually, they have a YouTube's Kids channel.
Yes.
So many of the artists that were part of Kakuza Fest and many more are a part of that. So check out Family Music Forward's YouTube Kids channel.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And they're being featured until April 22nd.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. Well, it's time for us to go to our second We Nation podcast sneak peek.
Today, our guest comes to us here in Washington, D.C., where I'm located, in the nation's capital. She works for the D.C. Commission on Arts and Humanities. Her name is Allery Clark. Welcome to We Nation Podcast.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yes. Now, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about yourself? I know that you work for the D.C. Commission on Arts and Humanities, but before you even started there, tell a little bit about who you are, where you're from, and kind of your background.
Yeah, so I've always loved the arts. It's one of those things that my parents, you know, put me in extracurricular arts activities as a child just to give me something to do and, you know, help me to learn different things. And I don't even think that they anticipated how much I would literally fall in love. So I think I was about 9 years old when I came home and told my parents that I wanted to be an actress. And fortunately for me, they were very supportive and they found me community theater groups to be a part of. So I did a lot of performing as a kid and, you know, starred in things like The Wiz. I was Dorothy in The Wiz and all different types of plays that I really enjoyed. And I'm originally from Philadelphia. So when it was time to go to high school, I really wanted to go to a performing arts high school. So I went to Philadelphia's only public performing arts high school called the Creative and Performing Arts. And majored in drama. And so I studied there more about being an actor. And it was really in high school that I started learning other loves about myself. So, you know, most high school girls start babysitting. So I started babysitting to earn extra money and really realized my love for working with kids. About the same time in 11th grade, as a part of the curriculum at the Performing Arts High School, we had to start performing at various elementary schools. So we would go to different schools and perform well-known books like the Three Little Pigs or Mary Had a Little Lamb. And mm-hmm. so by interacting with kids, again, I really started to learn my love for working with kids and working in the arts and engaging kids in that way. So about that time, I was like, oh, wow, I really like this and really like introducing kids to the arts. Around that time is when I also probably started losing less of an interest in performing and more of an interest in the production and administration side. So I started stage managing in high school. Mm-hmm. I stage managed our high school musical, which is a huge deal for a performing arts high school, a very big production, and absolutely loved it. And I realized, why would I want to be a performer when I can like be the boss and tell people what to do and run rehearsals? So ironically, that was also about the time that I started looking into colleges. And so realizing all these different interests of myself, I found out that you can go to school for arts administration and learn how to manage the business side of the arts. So along with some other criteria that I have for myself, such as going to school in a major city, also went to go to a HBCU, I stumbled upon Howard. And so Howard met all of my criteria for what I was looking for in terms of a school location and the program. And I applied, of course, and then moved to Washington, D.C. So I've been in Washington, D.C. ever since then. I absolutely love my program at Howard. I'm a true Black Bison through and through and love D.C. so much that I continue to stay here.
Why is it important to consider the business side of performing or arts?
Yeah. So to me, also when I was at Howard, you know, in my arts administration program, which is under the Division of Fine Arts, at the time that I was going there, there were only four of us that were students in that program. So, of course, the acting program was at capacity. The musical theater program was at capacity. And so when I went there and realized how many students were actually majoring in the business side of the arts, it gave me a fuller responsibility because it made me realize how necessary this is. You know, so many people learn about the performing side. And of course, it's important. We need arts in the world. But especially now in the world of social media, you know, that's a lot of what you see are the people that are on the stage.
You said stage manager. Talk a little bit about that. You used to be a stage manager. What does that really entail if someone's interested in that?
Yeah, I actually love stage managing. I also continue to stage manage in college. But a stage manager is really considered someone who runs the show during the actual performances, but also serves as a liaison between the cast, those who are performing in a production or play, with the design and production staff. So the director, the costume designer, the set designer, the stage manager serves as a liaison between those two groups. The stage manager also helps to run rehearsals and keep everyone on time. You know, the people that I mentioned before, the director, the designers, they really focus on the artistic side. And the stage manager is in charge of, you know, making sure breaks happen, making sure we start and end on time, and all those different things. And then, like I said, when it's time for the actual performances, the stage manager calls the show. So at that point, the director is done, the designers are done, and nothing happens during the actual play or concert without the stage manager saying go. So you could be an audience member just sitting in the audience in the house. And if you see the lights come on, if you see an actor come on stage, all of that is because the stage manager is making it happen. So
that's right.
I truly love doing it.
Goodbye, my new friends. We'll see you next time.
That's right, Matt Wilson. See you next time. Goodbye, my new friends. That means it's time for us to go. I had so much fun again today, Auntie Lolita.
Oh, I did as well.
Yeah. And, you know, that right there was a wonderful interview with Allery Clark. And if you want to find more information about the D.C. Commission on Arts and Humanities, go to dcarts.dc.gov. We're honored because we've gotten grants from them. And if you're an artist, you should be applying for these grants that they have because they're sustain us so that we can do the wonderful work that we do.
And supporting artists right here in D.C.
Right in the District of Columbia.
You know, sure, they're a touring artist, but they're really trying to do their best to support artists right here in D.C.
Yeah, and so we're going to be sharing more information with you this upcoming panel that I'm going to be on talking about this through the arts community, talking about how to use online technology and how to turn online technology into making it really part of your art, you know, and so you're becoming one with the art. So, but that's going to be coming up. So thank you, Ms. Clark, for that. Well, you know what? We're having so much fun today. Great and glad to be able to have this music. If you have any suggestions or feedback that you want to provide to us, make sure that you reach us at We Nation Radio on the social media platforms, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You can go to our YouTube page. But we want to hear from you. If there are songs or songs that you would like for us to play.
An artist.
Artists that you would like to hear.
Yeah.
If you know someone that you think will make a good interview. Or someone that's a storyteller. Whatever the case may be. Make sure you reach out to us. We Nation Radio.
Or music at WeNationRadio.com as well. If you want to email us. Yeah.
Well, we got to wrap up. Get ready for Donald Temple and Loveology. And remember, life is a drum.
So beat it.
See you again.